I was going to say, farmers have been dealing with a double whammy this season. If it's not the weather, it's been the tariffs that have been impacting them, but there are other things too.
Yeah, it's been, as he said, it's been as depressing a time for the Ohio farmer as he can remember. And this is, again, somebody with a very long view. Last year, the trade war caused not just Ohio's farmers, but America's soybean farmers to have to make major cuts and compromises with their biggest trade partner, which is China. So according to Brett Davis, only 5% of the American soybean crop went to China last year. Again, typically our biggest buyer of soybeans. So they're already kind of set back from last year. And then this year, as every year, the farmers have to wait and hope the weather cooperates. So now they're not able to get their crops in, so they're behind on that. The trade talks continue in very frustrating fashion for them, you know, with this promise that things are going to be resolved, and then things get called off. And you know, as we stand now in early July, the trade talks still haven't been completed. So, you know, everything that could go wrong for the Ohio farmer has gone wrong this year, some because of nature, some because of government, but all because of factors beyond their control.
You mentioned when we were talking earlier, it's not just a double whammy, but potentially a triple whammy.
Yeah. I mean, there's a third component to this, which is that President Trump has offered subsidies, essentially, you know, sort of government welfare for farmers who were hurt by the trade war. So last year, you know, farmers got this check for crops they didn't sell, and this year that could happen again. But the problem is, you know, for a farmer, farmers have a uniquely sort of independent spirit, and so what would seem like something that's bailing them out is actually cuts even closer to their own sort of nature. Is when, you know, to accept something that is essentially welfare is not really helping them, and, you know, spiritually and also economically, it only gets them reset for next year. And, you know, 3 years in a row of this confluence of conditions could really crush some Ohio farms.